Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Thank you for joining us. Brick by Brick, Healing His Way, a devotional and journal for healing a woman's heart, a book by our guest on This Week in America, Kevin C. Covert, was written to set the post-abortive heart free and confront the trauma associated. Her goal, women will begin their healing journey while learning to walk in victory. The book gives the reader insight to how one who has experienced an abortion may feel, offering hope and healing after an abortion. Kevin has a psychology degree working on ministerial credentials. She has participated in 3 post-abortion healing Bible studies, is trained and facilitates in 2. She has a passion to help women walk in the healing and freedom from their abortions. Extremely involved in ministry, Kevin and her husband Kevin have 3 daughters, 3 grandchildren. Her ministry is Hearts Restored and Renewed. Kevin Covert, author of Brick by Brick, Healing His Way, a devotional and journal for healing a woman's heart, is our guest on This Week in America. Kevin, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you. It's my pleasure being here. Thank you for asking me. I'm looking forward to it very much.
Looking forward. This is such an important program and looking forward to discussion. All of the information we will give you on how you can get information on the book and Kevin. And Kevin, by the way, if you're Googling it, is K-E-V-E-N, Covert. We'll give you that during the program where you can get access to her book, Brick by Brick. Let's start by basically talking about the motivation, the inspiration. Where did the concept for this book come from?
Well, Rick, I was doing devotions one morning, and the Lord literally said, it's time for you to write your own devotional for women to help them heal from their abortion. And I'm just like, I ran the other way. But I realized that as days went by, I would read a devotional, and it just didn't quite hit me where I needed to be hit on the wounds that I had yet to uncover. So when the Lord called me to write this book, he used me as a tool and inspired me to write the words on the pages. They are literally his words, his heart on paper through me. And as I was writing it, I began to get healing myself. And there are words in those devotions that some I have not related to, but I know that women who have. So I know that each word in that book is anointed and will be touched. And I have used it in healing retreats. I have used it to women who have not even had an abortion, maybe just miscarriages or loss or dealing with things in life. And there are words in that book to touch each heart so they can begin to heal and uncover the wounds of trauma and things related to their abortion. Other areas of their life.
Yeah, it's so helpful. It's broken down into 3 parts, which we will talk about. But how long did it take you to write this book?
I want to say about 4 months. And the reason I say 4 months is over a period of like 9 months, I would hear from the Lord and he would write a devotion. I would study. I would work. I was involved with ministry and other areas. And I didn't really sit down and give the Lord the time. And when I did do that, it literally took me 4 months and the book was written.
The book we're talking about is Brick by Brick, Healing His Way, a devotional and journal for healing a woman's heart by Kevin Covert, our guest on the program. Kevin is K-E-V-E-N. Book available at Amazon. Information on this and other books available at westbowpress.com, as well as Kevin's website, which is heartsrestoredandrenewed.com. Give you a lot there. You'll find all that information, links to it on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk about the uniqueness, I feel, of this book. What sets this healing study apart from others, even others you might have been part of?
I believe that this is an opportunity for the woman to be able to go directly with a one-on-one relationship with the Lord and be able to begin to heal. There are many women out there who just wear a mask and are filled with shame and guilt and just unforgiveness and just rejection and things inside of their heart that they're not going to let anybody know, and rightfully so. Totally understand. I was there for 29 years. But Brick by Brick is a book that you can go online, order, and receive. No one has to know, but it's a way that you can begin to heal. The Lord literally speaks to your heart. There's words in there that it's like the Lord himself speaking to you, and he just touches those areas that you can heal one-on-one with him. You don't need to go through a retreat. You don't need to go through a healing study. But the great thing about Brick by Brick, Healing His Way, is when you get through with the book, There's a workbook that goes along with it, if you like, and you can do it in a study. But it gives you an opportunity to begin to heal your heart. And in this way, the Lord can continue at a retreat or at a Bible study to help you heal. And there are plenty of awesome, great resources out there to go through healing and go in depth. But this is a way to begin to peel off the layers, work on those issues, and let the Lord speak to you. Cry in private, pray in private, yell, scream, whatever you need to do. This book allows you to be able to begin that healing journey with the Lord himself without having to worry about anybody else.
Yes, and you talked about that. You've been there 29 years of keeping the secret. As I'm looking through the information here and looking through the book, this is something that would have been beneficial to you, wouldn't have been years ago.
Exactly. It would have. When the Lord called me to write this devotion, I spoke to my mentor, and she's like, Kevin, the book doesn't exist. There's not one out there like it. A friend of mine and I went looking for this about 5 months, 5 years ago. So I realized it was important, and it was the Lord. And once I finally just sat down and gave him my time, I began to write. And the crazy thing, Rick, is as I would write, there are times that I would go back and reread the devotion, and I would be crying. Or as I'm writing the devotion, the tears would just fall on my paper, and I could hardly see sometimes because the words that were coming were beginning to heal my heart also at the same time. And yes, I could have used this years ago.
When you went through the process, I mean, 29 years, that's almost three decades. That's a lifetime. Did you feel you were going to live the rest of your life with this emptiness, this feeling that you had that you would not be forgiven, you will not be healed?
Yes, I did. I totally buried it. I wore the mask. I would shy away and just put up a staunch face and have no emotion. I was numb. I was full of anger and unforgiveness and literally thought I was, as much as I was involved with ministry and everything I did and with my kids, the fact of like, God, you can't forgive me of something like this. I took my child's life. There's just no way you can forgive me. But I know he could. And when I went through a healing, I realized how loving the Father was, how forgiving he was, and how he took all this on the cross for me 2,000 years ago. And he's waiting for me to receive from him that forgiveness that he's already given me. And when I found that out and I got that revelation, it literally just changed my world. It rocked my world. I knew that I had a call in my life. He called me February 14th of 2012 to help women heal themselves from abortion. And I'm like, Lord, I'm not even healed. How can I begin to do this? 2 months later, he opened up that opportunity, and I went through a 12-week Bible study. And he gave me the desire then to continue to press in and help women heal. And 1 year later is when he called me to write the book and gave me the cover. Was a vision that he gave me while I was going through healing.
Well, talk about the cover, because so often people just put a cover on the book because they have to put a cover on the book. There's not a whole lot of thought that goes into it. This really has a message. Talk about the cover of the book. This is well thought out and well done.
This is a vision the Lord gave me my first day of my healing in 2012. The question was asked, if your abortion were a wound, what would it look like? And I'm just like, oh my goodness. And Lord immediately gave me a vision. And the front cover is the vision. It was basically a round ball. It was hard and calloused and hard, a hard shell. And it cracked open. And out came all these smiley faces. Like, we grew up with them in the 70s. I'm like, what? This does not match what everyone else is saying. Because what people were saying was sorrowful and grieving. And the heart is a black heart. It opens up, and inside are all the things that we are holding behind the brick wall of denial or depression that we're not wanting to deal with, that we press down for years and hiding and putting on a mask to cover up what's inside of our heart. And out comes a new life. And Jesus is the one that gives us our new life. He's the one that takes everything that's inside that we have pushed down for so long. And he's the one that gives us the love and the forgiveness for unforgiveness. He's the one that gives us the joy and a second chance and to be used. All the pain that we've gone through from abuse and areas in our life that there's no way we could ever thought we could be able to talk about or be forgiven. He opens up and he gives us the greatest exchange that we could ever have. So it's a brick wall because it's the wall that we all hide behind. We all have wear a mask or we have a wall if we haven't gone through any kind of healing. Behind it is what lies deep within our heart. But the hole in the middle of the wall is the Lord busting through. And it's his presence that's bust down the wall, that whatever we've got hiding behind begins to get exposed one brick at a time. Our heart is sitting on that ledge right there. The gold that comes out of the heart is literally God's presence that is touching the heart of the person. It begins to give them that soft feeling, the love, and you can feel the anointing and the love of the Father when you look at this book. He literally gave me this design a year before, not knowing that that was going to be the front cover of a book that he was going to have me to write. I didn't think anything about that. I wouldn't even think about a book. I just want to help women heal from their own wounds, from their abortion. And this brick on the front cover, the heart in the middle, the new life coming out, is literally God's presence reaching out to you to say, I'm here. I'm waiting to help you heal. Come walk with me.
Kevin Covert is our guest on the program. That's K-E-V-E-N. Covert is C-O-V-E-R-T. The book is Brick by Brick, Healing His Way, a devotional and journal for healing a woman's heart. The book, of course, you'll find at Amazon, Westbow Press. Also information at Kevin's website, which is heartsrestoredandrenewed.com. Literally, if you Google Kevin Covert, K-E-V-E-N, you'll find all the information on Kevin and the book and others as well. Let's talk about the results that you've seen. And looking at the reviews and reading the comments, you are really touching, making an impact in a very positive way, almost a life-altering way. In fact, I would say a life-altering way with many women. What kind of response have you seen from the book Brick by Brick?
Thank you, Rick. Praise God for one. I recently have given this book to quite a few people at the church I go to. And the first person I gave it to a couple years ago read the book in 3 weeks. And she was just sobbed through it and read it nonstop. Now, this is a 13-week devotional. It's something you do daily. Stop and read the devotion a few times if you have to. Write down your thoughts, what the Lord's showing you, and keep on going. But this young woman read the book in 3 weeks. Called me up, said, Kevin, she goes, I want more. She goes, your book's touched me. I'm healed. I just want to go deeper. She goes, you need to write a workbook to go along with this, and I want to go deeper. So I sent her to a retreat in Florida, and she has begun to share this book with other people. People are picking up the book who haven't had an abortion and reading about unforgiveness, reading about suicide, reading about identity, reading about eating disorders, and the Lord is touching them, and they are receiving healing, grieving the loss of a child. The things that we do, we don't realize it happens, stem from a choice that was made for us, forced upon us, or we made ourselves. And I'm seeing healing. I see women just like picking up the book and they say, it's a beautiful book. It's a warm book. It's inviting. It touches my heart. I'm getting healed. Some women have already gone through a study or a retreat. And this book they take home and they go deeper. I had a friend of mine tell me that this isn't just a 13-week devotional. She says, this is a lifetime devotional. This is a book that a woman can carry around and keep with her. Open up, play Bible baseball, open it up to any page, and the Lord will speak. It's amazing. His words, you know, astound me sometimes when I look back and read the devotion.
It's such a powerful book, and as we've said, touching in a positive way so many people, and I'm surprised that many, you talk about that mask, and I'm fascinated by that because many of the women hiding behind that mask, you point out, are Christians, are church women, and it's something difficult, possibly, in churches to talk about. Do churches need this book? Is this a vehicle that they can start chipping away at that mask and start the healing process?
Definitely, Rick. I believe it is. I believe that when you've got 70% of women in churches, 1 in 3 women who have had an abortion, you've got pastors that don't want to go there because of the subject matter. But yet this is a subject matter that they are waiting and longing and yearning to hear so they can begin their healing and take off that mask. and it's in the church. And I've given it to several people, the church, the large church I go to, both down south and in Florida and in Georgia. And it is something that's definitely needed. When you take off that mask, you're going to have to be transparent. But when you are transparent, others begin to see what's inside of you, they'll begin to relate. It's like, wow, if she can have hope and she can have healing and she can walk with pain free and begin walking in freedom and claim a victory that Jesus is waiting for them, they all need to do that. But if someone takes that first step to go forward on their healing journey and begins to talk about it openly, once they feel comfortable and once they remove and let the Lord remove the shame and the guilt in their heart, which is what keeps that mask on. But when you walk in transparency, you begin to walk in vulnerability. Take off the mask, be transparent with your neighbor or your family, and walk in vulnerability. Now, with vulnerability, there are costs. The costs are not all nice and joyful. Sometimes yes. They're painful. But the cost is worth it in the long run. Jesus has a great exchange waiting for us that he took on the cross. He has things and blessings to give us that are hurting from this issue. Won't you take the first step and take off the mask, make a phone call, go online, wherever you can get it, and get the book, and begin that healing journey? And there are other resources in the back of the book that you can call and to get help. I even belong to a retreat based out of Tennessee that I'm part of here in Atlanta. And there's many avenues that you can go to receive healing from this, but it's definitely needed in the churches. You could do a Bible study in the church using the workbook and the devotion, and it could be a small group of maybe 3, 5, 6 women and work on this issue. They're out there. There are women there that are hurting, but they're not going to take off their mask unless there's an opportunity for that, for there's something to be there. Some need to do it in private. It needs to be talked about.
We've got several minutes left in the program. At the end, I will give you all of the information to get to order Kevin's book along with the workbook that you just talked about. What is that like when you went through that period, 29 years of your life, where you couldn't forgive yourself? You didn't feel that you were forgiven. You were felt like you were going to have to live with this all of your life. And then suddenly realize it's not too late. There's healing out there. What's it like to go through what had to be hopelessness and suddenly finding out that I can find healing?
It was freedom. It was totally freedom. Yes. It's like that black heart in the front of the book opening up, and there's a red rose, a red new little rose that begins to form a new life. It was like a new life. It was literally a brand new beginning. And that's what my prayer is for the women. I realized that walking in the darkness and the unforgiveness and not being able to forgive myself, realizing I can't forgive myself. We can't. What we need to do is receive what God has for us. And he has blessings and he has forgiveness for us. We just need to reach out and receive from Jesus the forgiveness that he gives us, because he took everything that we've done wrong on the cross. It's that great exchange. I walk in freedom. I can talk about it freely. I can talk about it in the open with strangers. I have been on state platforms before at churches where I preached. It's just an opportunity to walk in a newness without any inhibition or something keeping me silent. It's a freedom. It's like the chains have come off, and I'm walking in the freedom that Jesus has waiting for me. And we need to keep our heart pliable. You know, it says you're not supposed to put new wine in old wineskins. You're supposed to put it in a new wineskin. We need to keep our heart pliable and not rigid, so we can be open and accepting to the life-changing things that Jesus wants to do in our life. But we've got to be open. And I guarantee you, there will be freedom. I have seen lives change. I've seen countenance change. I see women after 12 weeks of a Bible study or a 3-day weekend retreat literally be transformed before my eyes overnight, because the freedom that they feel and they gain after they've grieved their child, they've memorialized their child, and the guilt and the shame is gone, and they're walking in forgiveness and victory. It's exciting.
So much more that we could talk about, and the time has gone by way too quickly, but go to the website to get information on the book. It's there. It's changing lives. It really is. And the book is Brick by Brick, Healing His Way, a devotional and journal for healing a woman's heart. Kevin Covert, our guest and the author, that's K-E-V-E-N. If you Google just Kevin Covert, you will get information on the book, the workbook as well. You'll find the book available at Amazon, at Westbow Press, also at Kevin's website, which is heartsrestoredandrenewed.com. All of that information will be on our website, so you'll be able to find it there. Kevin, just a fascinating program. It's wonderful work that you're doing, and it really is changing lives, and I wish we had more time to talk about it. Thank you so much for being with us on the program. I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate it. You have a blessed day. I thank you for letting me share.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time to be with us on the program, and Kevin's book is Brick by Brick, Healing His Way, a devotional and journal for healing a woman's heart. Kevin Covert, the author of the book. You'll find information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.